It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Healthcare has been common conversation around dinner tables and water coolers for years, and this year we're learning a little bit more about a local collaboration, the Valley Health Alliance. Joining us this afternoon is Chris McDowell, the executive director of the Valley Health Alliance, also Jim Combs from Grand River Health, the CEO, and Dr. Gary Knaus from Roaring Fork Family Physicians. He is the chair of the clinical advisory board for the Valley Health Alliance, and my grandpa thought his dad walked on water, but that's a story for another time. We may talk about that a little bit later. Chris, Valley Health Alliance actually has existed since 2011, but because of how Valley Health Alliance started, a lot of us did not even know it existed.
True. Yeah. It's been involved. We've been engaged in the healthcare discussion with the employers and providers in our community probably since 2011. We became formalized in 2014 as a nonprofit, and the original membership was SKECO, the Aspen Ski Company, the Aspen Valley Hospital, Pitkin County, the City of Aspen, and Aspen School District. Those are the original members. And as we have transformed, we have grown now over the last 6 years, working on seven, to include Mountain Family Health Centers, the federally qualified healthcare clinics here in our community, Valley View Hospital and Grand River Hospital. And now also this year, we've included our five chambers from Parachute to Aspen. So that's been an expansion of our membership.
Now, the upshot of what the upshot of Valley Health Alliance and what it means to the average consumer is there are now choices. For the longest time, there was one choice, generally speaking, for health insurance in the area. And now, because of the work of the Valley Health Alliance, there are now a couple different options, depending on whether you're talking about small group or individual coverage. And Chris, talk a little bit more about that and kind of how you got from that hybrid model with one or two local governments to now every chamber between Aspen and Parachute and all three hospitals in the area.
Yes, and we have always been committed to a community solution, and particularly with Valley View Hospital and Grand River Hospital and Mountain Family, we really have reached out to our Garfield County community as well as the Pitkin community, and the involvement of the chambers has really been a success for us. We're able now to offer for the individual and small markets two different options to compete with Anthem. And the first one on the individual market being Rocky Mountain Valley, which is through Rocky Mountain Health Plans, and the United Navigate, which is for the small group option. If you want to get in touch with the United, you Navigate plan, you go through your brokers. If you want to work with the individual plan or the Rocky Mountain Valley plan, you go through the exchange.
Right, which is Connect for Health Colorado. Right. Sure. Dr. Knaus, talk about the Valley Health Alliance from a physician's standpoint. I've heard, and it makes sense, that people who have a primary care physician are generally more healthy than those that don't, because they're more comfortable, they're more likely to go to the doctor if they already have an established relationship. So what does this mean for the physicians in our area?
You know, one of the exciting parts of this, and just to back up a second, you know, the cost of health insurance is directly related to the cost of care. And there's a connection there. And so we feel like if we can have an impact on those costs, whether they're in our offices, whether they're in social determinants of health, whether they're in hospitals or outside the area. If we can have an impact on those costs, we are going to have more affordable health insurance. And lots of studies through the years have shown that physicians with a personal or patients with a personal physician have better quality and lower cost health care. So we've tried to structure this around a primary care centric base. We feel like that makes the most sense in terms of healthcare organization and gets people the right care at the right time, at the right place. That's at the right price. That's where we try to aim our efforts.
Again, you are the chair of the Clinical Advisory Board for the Valley Health Alliance. Talk about that work and what you and the other doctors discuss in that group.
So we have essentially all of the primary care docs between Aspen and Parachute involved, all of the private small private practices, the hospital-based practices, and we meet monthly. Subcommittees meet monthly, and we talk about quality measures. We all have different measures of our quality that we transform our practices and our processes to be able to do. We talk about cost. We analyze data, and we're all sitting at the table. That's what's exciting about it is hospitals and private physicians, we're all trying to pull in the same direction to improve quality and cost. So we might, for example, spend one of our efforts is to look at emergency room costs. We know that it costs 10 times as much to go to the ER for any specific problem than it does to go to a private physician in their office. And so we're looking at ER systems. We're looking at how we can streamline that. Soon we will have urgent care centers in all three communities, Aspen and Glenwood and Rifle. And these are integrated with our care. They're integrated with primary care and hoping to just have an impact on those kind of costs. We do that in the hospital with innumerable kinds of things in our offices also.
Jim, Dr. Knaus stated it very well. The cost of healthcare is directly related to doctors, hospitals, other healthcare facilities' costs. And whether it's a nonprofit, whether it's a money-making enterprise, at the end of the day, you have to be able to pay all your bills. And so when we talk about investigating the emergency medicine aspect of this, what was the number? 10 times as much for an emergency room visit versus a regular visit to the doctor. How does that impact your system when you can actually have a primary care physician that folks can see on a scheduled basis versus having to staff that emergency department to a higher level in order to address that additional need when folks don't have a primary care physician?
I think ultimately it really helps. It helps with the care of the patient. They get better care if they're seeing a doctor and following up. In an emergency room, they don't get follow-up care, downstream after that initial visit. And often, because the visit is so much more expensive, and when people think, well, gosh, I only saw the doctor for 10 minutes. Why is it so much more expensive? What they don't think about is they're paying for 24/7 coverage in an ED, to be there. And the ability for much higher level of coverage for procedures and things that don't happen in the doctor's office. But the compliance, the patient actually taking the medicine that they're prescribed, goes way up if they're seeing and have a relationship with a primary care doctor. And so I think ultimately it saves the healthcare system money. It's that ED visit is so much more expensive. People often don't pay their bills there, and so it's actually more harmful to a healthcare system. They see their primary care doctor. The visit is much more affordable. They're likely to take their medicine or do the things that they need to return to good health. And we overall have better outcomes, both financially and health-wise for the individuals.
And obviously in the healthcare industry, you're competing for consumer dollars just like any other organization. So why is it important for Grand River Health to be a member of the Valley Health Alliance? And what, how does that all come together?
Let's just say, you know, our community, along with everybody else around the country, has been, you know, looking for more affordable health care. And we're in a region that's one of the more expensive across the country right now, you know, and trying to be good partners with our community. In a small community, a hospital, you know, it's not like a hospital in a large metropolitan area. You're much more part of the community. People recognize you at the grocery store. They know their doctor. They know, you know, the people that work there. We're part of community events, you know, and really trying to work with our community. And this helps to try to develop an option that is more affordable. And the trade-off, you know, is trying to keep more people closer to home. You know, if we get a few more people here close to home, it helps make up for the reduction in price and still makes it so that as a hospital organization, we can afford to pay our bills and still be here for the community.
Again, this afternoon, we're talking about Valley Health Alliance. Again, two new options for folks in our area for healthcare. United Healthcare is for small group plans. If you're interested in what that would mean for your organization, you can learn more through your insurance broker. I thought there was one more option for United Health Plans. Chris, maybe help me out with that. I don't see it on the notes there. Go ahead.
Yeah, United Navigate is the small group and Rocky Mountain Health Plans is the individual.
Right. Yeah, United again for the small groups. I thought there was another way to get a hold of them other than just through your regular insurance broker.
For the Rocky, for United, it's just through the broker.
Gotcha. I had it backwards.
Or okay. You could probably go online with United and go directly to United online.
And then,
but the Rocky Mountain Valley Health Plans on the Connect for Health Colorado.
Right. Yeah, Rocky Mountain Health Plans back in this market after leaving a few years ago. Again, so if you're interested in that for individual coverage, it's Connect for Health Colorado or your regular independent insurance broker. Back in just a minute, you're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Chris McDowell. He's the executive director of the Valley Health Alliance. Jim Combs is the CEO of Grand River Health, a new member, reasonably new member of the Valley Health Alliance. And Dr. Gary Knaus from Roaring Fork Family Physicians is the chair of the Clinical Advisory Board. Dr. Knaus, I'm curious from a healthcare provider's standpoint, what has the existence of the Valley Health Alliance over the last several years? What changes have you seen as a healthcare provider, as a doctor in the area, because of that?
You know, one of the unique parts of this, and it's sort of a complicated thing, but this is the first time in my career that I can remember everybody working together for the same goal. And by that, I mean, it used to be that hospitals and physicians were fighting all the time, and hospitals and insurance companies, it was always an adversarial relationship from both sides. And employers were kind of left out of the equation, and they were fighting for 35% per year increases in insurance every year, and they were at the mercy of the system. And when you look at what we've tried to do over the last year, really is all these people are now sitting at the same table. We're having meetings every week with Rocky and United, and we're trying to design plans that will be affordable and work for them and work for us. Hospitals are at the table with their employees and as providers. So they have an interest in having things more affordable because it costs their health plan less. And physicians, where a lot of the work gets done, all the work gets done, I suppose, with patients are engaged with what really makes us satisfied in terms of building relationships and working with quality and working to try to have the optimal cost for the community. And that's just a really unique situation. And so that's what it's meant. That's what it's going to make a difference. We just have a better system. You know, we always fight the system, and now we're going to have a better integrated system.
And one of the things that's changed or something that you've added through the Valley Health Alliance is something called a care coordinator. Could you explain what that is?
Yeah, so a couple of things about that. You know, all of our primary care practices are in one stage or another, maybe just beginning, maybe 7 years into practice transformation, we call it. And it's working closely as teams. It's not the doctor and his nurse anymore. It's a team of support personnel around us that just makes things hum a lot better. We give better care. Things are more efficient. But we also have added care managers and behavioral health providers. So in our office, for example, we have a care manager that calls everybody the day after they've been in the emergency room. We also have a pharmacist on our staff that looks at people's meds on a regular basis, especially coming out of the hospital and in that transition. That's what we call care coordination. Our diabetics are getting a call every 3 months to come in for their labs and that sort of thing. So it's care going on outside the actual doctor visit. The other is the behavioral health person who has just totally revolutionized how we can take care of patients. Probably a third of our patients have some sort of issue around anxiety, depression, social determinants of health, problems, housing, food. A third of Garfield County residents can't afford to buy food at the end of the month. And so we are trying to help people with that with our social worker. And she is interacting with large numbers of patients all the time. And it's just better care. It's more cost effective care.
And mental health in terms of aiding in physical health, I want to say is I guess it's not a new concept, but it's just recently that it's really been embraced by the medical community, just recognizing how all of that comes together.
Absolutely. You know, we've recognized that for a long time. We just were sort of paralyzed at being able to impact it. And now we have ways that we can really help affect people's lives in a positive way in that realm.
You know, Jim, it's interesting in the healthcare industry in this area. It wasn't that long ago, back in the early 90s, Rifle did not have a regular doctor. Either in private practice, and I believe that the one doctor that worked at Grand River at that time had, I can't remember if it was a retirement or if it was a better offer somewhere. And now you fast forward to 2020, and Grand River is obviously the beautiful facility, which has been there for, is it 16 years now? And you have to be pleased with the direction of healthcare and the collaboration between insurance companies and doctors and businesses in this area?
Yeah, it's been huge. You know, I wasn't here back in the 90s when they were at that, but I heard that history. And, you know, some of the things that drove that, I think, you know, was trying to have one doctor do everything, and you burn people out and they would leave. You know, and we've worked hard to be a good employer of choice you know, which I think also translates to good care for the community. If people enjoy and like where they're working, and over the last several years, you know, we've grown significantly in our employed doctors and offer quite a few different specialties. It's not just primary care. We have quite a few of the surgical specialties and, you know, can really get a lot of things done here close to home, you know, which I really think helps with people when they don't have to travel, you know, over the mountains and snowy conditions to, you know, get some of their larger things done.
Chris, I'm curious what it took to get these two alternative insurance companies back into this market. Obviously, an insurance company is a business just like anything else. You know, they've got to look at bottom line and their potential for revenue. So how much effort did it take to get this done this year so that we can now say there are three options?
Right. The heavy lifting was definitely the work of the board at the VHA, but and also all the community members that participate, whether it's the physicians, the hospitals, or the employers. But I think what we recognized is we needed an insurance company that was interested in a community solution for healthcare challenges. And we reached out to Rocky Mountain Health Plans, their leader, Patrick Gordon. And he was more than amenable to come in and talk with us about aligning our incentives, aligning our care, aligning our quality. And I think Rocky and its history, Rocky Mountain Health Plans have been in the community for, you know, 30 years plus probably, but they're part of our DNA. And I found within the VHA efforts, people really appreciate local solutions. And I think Patrick recognized that. And he recognized the local efforts of what we were trying to accomplish. And we found a lot of alignment in our values and our principles to build for the long term, because this is a long-term solution. It's not a one-off or a one-year thing. What we learned in the past from the previous efforts in the early aughts, as they say, was that you needed a sustainable solution. And we couldn't just, you know, rely on a huge discount each year, and it wouldn't sustain either for the insurance or the provider or for the individual. So bringing in Rocky Mountain Health Plans has been a really good effort and a really good solution. And we hope to maintain that relationship over a 3 to 5 year period at least, because over time we're going to see an increased improvement in quality and an increased value proposition, a lower cost to our healthcare system, and a better way to match the cost of the system to what the community can afford. And that's really our goal.
Again, small employers, folks that are interested in small group plans can talk to your independent insurance agent about United Healthcare. And then for individual plans, Rocky Mountain Health Plans, you can look on Connect for Health Colorado or through your independent insurance agent as well. One final break. We'll be back to wrap things up in just a moment. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking about the Valley Health Alliance, a collaboration between every chamber of commerce, between Aspen and Parachute, as well as Aspen Valley Hospital, Valley View Hospital, Grand River Health, and Rifle. Again, we're talking with Chris McDowell, the executive director of the Valley Health Alliance today, Jim Combs, the CEO of Grand River Health, and Dr. Gary Knaus from Roaring Fork Family Physicians, who is the chair of the Clinical Advisory Board. Dr. Knaus, I imagine during the break, we're all discussing this, and Chris said, you know, something you really should bring up is the physician leadership. And it sounds like that is really a key part of this, which clearly you would know as the chair of the Clinical Advisory Board. It seems to me that through this collaboration, through the Valley Health Alliance with employers and patients and hospitals and insurance companies, it almost allows you as the doctor more time to actually focus on patient care rather than having to worry about, as you mentioned before, you know, the conflict between all of those interested parties.
So I appreciate that. I think this is a unique opportunity, and I kind of look at it medical circles. We talk about and are very appreciative of what we call the social contract that physicians have with society and that medicine has with society. And we enjoy a lot of freedom and privilege based on the ability to do the right thing for the patient. And I think various business interests have encroached on that in the last few years, whether it's insurance companies or big health companies or that sort of thing. And to have the freedom to fulfill our social contract by doing good things in terms of cost and quality and trying for us to stay healthy and happy. And it's just a very unique opportunity. So that's the way we look at it. It just offers us more ability to do what we feel like we want to do and are trained to do.
I know you have limited time available today, Dr. Canal, so thanks for sharing some of your insight with us. You have any final thoughts before we let you get on to your next appointment?
I think that was my final thought.
Fair enough. Thank you again. I appreciate it.
Great. Good to see you.
Chris, one thing we haven't talked a lot about today are the chambers of commerce. Again, a lot of those chambers, well, all the chambers in our area have been on board recently with the Valley Health Alliance. And I'm curious, obviously they've reacted positively. Did it require as much negotiation getting those chambers on board as it did the insurance companies?
What I found very refreshing about our chambers is their desire to make healthcare more affordable for their communities, their individual communities, and for the community at large. So that wasn't difficult to bring them to the table. They're very incentivized to add value to their membership. And when they saw what we were trying to do to help make it easier for them, it was an easy sell. And, there's still a lot of work to do in this effort, but because of their commitment to their membership, we have a value that we can bring to our community.
Jim, it's interesting. I think Grand River actually had implemented or was working to implement some of the things that the Valley Health Alliance had been and is doing now. And so it seemed like kind of a natural progression for you to join with the Valley Health Alliance.
Yeah, it's been really good. I mean, as a small organization, you know, we often don't have the same depth of resources as some really large systems. And by bringing, you know, us, Valley View, Aspen, and you know, different hospitals here in Pitkin and Garfield County together, you know, we've, but through Valley Health Alliance, have been able to create some of that depth of resource to help us do population, you know, health management and, you know, work on the health of the communities that we're each individually working with.
I'm curious if COVID-19 has impacted, has it motivated you to be more involved with the Valley Health Alliance? Did that play into the decision to join the Valley Health Alliance? It was just over the summer, right, that Grand River joined?
It was. It was just recently. You know, COVID actually was not a factor in doing that. As we were going through this summer, there was very little to any impact from COVID happening. The last 2 weeks was a very different story. We feel like we're just trying to keep our heads above water the last few weeks. And so that really wasn't a factor. I mean, there all the factors we've been talking about already today with cost and you know, trying to make healthcare affordable really were the factors that drove us to look at that.
And I like to think that folks that are in the healthcare profession are in that profession because they want to take care of people. And so I like to think, it certainly seems like from the conversation today, that the Valley Health Alliance is another tool that those folks can help discharge those duties, realize their dreams. I guess I'm not being terribly articulate, but hopefully the point comes across. Again, thanks to the Valley Health Alliance, there are some options for insurance competing directly with Blue Cross, which has been the only insurance option available for most people. Again, United Healthcare is one option. If you're interested, you're a small group plan. United Healthcare is offering those in the small group marketplace through their brokers and other local independent brokers, plus Rocky Mountain Health Plans now once again in our area. You can find out more about their coverage on the Connect for Health Colorado website and also through independent brokers a bit. And, you know, I guess we can get a little specific as we wrap things up, Chris. Do you want to maybe share some specifics about how Anthem Blue Cross and United / Rocky plans compare to each other? I mean, are they generally in the same ballpark? I think that competition would drive prices down.
Right. And it has. I think you'll see within the Rocky and the United plans, anywhere from a 10 to 15% savings. And so for a family of four, that could be as much as up to probably $1,000 a year, and even higher in some cases, depending on what their individual, you know, choices are. You know, there's usually three levels within these plans: a gold, a silver, and a bronze. And so I encourage everybody to shop. And that's the one thing I've learned in the healthcare venue, is that people need to be empowered to make choices and to choose with, you know, let their feet and their dollar do the talking, and that'll drive the market. So if people really become educated about the deductible, the out-of-pocket, which are even more than the premium. So compare your premiums, compare your deductibles, compare your out-of-pockets, your pharmaceutical. Look at each element, because it can be, you know, $500, $1,000, $1,500 difference annually. And the good news is we have a clinically integrated system that can meet the needs of our community. And we're educating our practices, the private primary care teams that are taking care of all these individuals in our community, to become more astute at understanding the true cost of care, so that we all become more educated, and that helps everyone in this, what we call ecosystem. But it's a really neat thing that we've been able to bring some alternatives, some choices. It does create a more competitive market, and hopefully it'll help continue to reduce those increases that we see annually. And I'm very proud of the effort of all of our groups. We have quite a few people at the table, stakeholders, and it seems to be aligning well for our community.
And Jim, to kind of take that the next step further, you know, as I mentioned earlier, everybody has to eat. Everybody has to make a bottom line. You can't stay in business, whether you're a nonprofit, whether you're a special district, whether you're a money-making entity. And Valley Health Alliance has kind of helped bridge that gap, in that you're providing better care and maybe more efficient for the patients and the people that are seeking health care, while still maintaining that baseline for the healthcare professionals in the area. And it seems like you've kind of hit a number of different points to make the healthcare better and more efficient, so that everybody can perhaps save a little bit while still being able to eat every week.
Yeah, no, that's right, Gabe. It is really important. You know, people did get into healthcare for compassionate reasons, but in the end, they do still have to take care of their families.
Again, United Healthcare and Rocky Mountain Health Plans, they're the ones that are competing with Anthem Blue Cross. And for small group plans, Just talk to your independent insurance broker. Rocky Mountain Health Plans, information on those, that health insurance coverage for individuals is on the Connect for Health Colorado website. Gentlemen, thank you again. All the best. Again, Chris McDowell, Executive Director of the Valley Health Alliance, Jim Combs, CEO of Grand River Health, and then Dr. Gary Knaus, Roaring Fork Family Physicians, and Chair of the Clinical Advisory Board for the Valley Health Alliance. We didn't have time today because we had to say goodbye to Dr. Knaus, but maybe next time he can share some stories about his dad. His dad was known locally as Doc Knaus. He was a veterinarian. And so if you know anybody that's, you know, was around in the 50s, 60s, 70s, they'll talk fondly of old Doc Knaus. Well, they still will. It's just two different guys. Anyway, talk to you soon, gentlemen. Thanks again. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.